Well, hello there. Buenos dias. Did you miss me? Hey there, this is your mind ranting. My name is Chris Crush Cristobal, or whatever the hell you want to call me. Today is the 21st of July, 2023. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how many times I've decided to take a break, but this break was absolutely necessary. Want to give you guys an update. So we ended up moving not too far from our old home, but we found ourselves a cozy little place down by the beach. I wouldn't say the closest, but I would say it's about 7 to 10 minutes walking. I give myself a couple more minutes though, because I am on the chunkier side, so it does take a little bit more time for me to stop puffing and to carry on. So recently we've just been changing up the scenery, getting situated here, and I just did not really have too much time to sit down and record some of my scathing rants here on the podcast. So many apologies. Hope you guys are all doing well. I was also kind of facing a little bit of an anxiety attack due to some 3.0 magnitude earthquakes in the city of Southgate. So not too far from where we used to stay at, over in Downey. I just keep having these recurring thoughts that the big one is finally on its way. And I am definitely afraid of earthquakes, or the mere mention of an earthquake sometimes sends me up a wall and I'm just, you know, all over the place. So needless to say, I had to take care of that as well to get myself back into a logical state of mind, or at least one that wasn't as intense. So what do I have in store for you all today? Well, I actually wanted to have a thought-provoking conversation on today's episode. And what I really wanted to talk about was recently I watched the Miranda Sings, Colleen Bellinger, whatever the hell her name is. I watched her apology video in regards to allegations of grooming some of her fans around the age of 14 to 16. And then supposedly being racist as well, and being somewhat of a bully to some of the members of her show when she had a Netflix show. I think she still has it. I don't know too much. I know a few of my nephews and nieces, they watched her show a few years back when they were younger, and to hear that this is what she was doing was kind of mind-boggling. And the reason I bring this up, her apology video, how do I put this delicately? It was appalling. It was shocking. It was smooth-brained. It was just delusional at its finest. I mean, you could take... If there's ever going to be like video-based dictionary books, like you open up a book and a hologram of the definition of a word pops up, like you could take that video and it could be the definition of the word delusion. So for today's thought-provoking topic, I really want to talk about why, you know, some of these celebrities often escape consequences despite serious allegations and the failure of cancel culture. Look, I hope that these allegations, I mean, that they're looked into, that they're investigated, not just by, you know, the internet mob, but, you know, actually looked into by credible authorities as well. Needless to say, just celebrities just get away with a lot of stuff. And I just want to discuss some of the various reasons why this phenomenon is still occurring and just not analyzing its impact on society as a whole. I feel like these celebrities can can't do wrong. And no matter what, I think they're going to be okay. I mean, look at some of the allegations for Armie Hammer. I mean, if a human, a regular ass person did half the things that he did, you know, they would probably be sitting in prison right now. But Armie Hammer is probably chilling somewhere in the Hollywood Hills or wherever his family's estate happens to be. Amber Heard has basically been written off, been written off the face of the earth. But, you know, they have pictures of her in Spain after the crazy roller coaster that was the Johnny Depp case. And, you know, that's one celebrity that's barely recovering from the cancel culture. So I want to talk about the failures of that. John Morant didn't really get a huge suspension for his nefarious activities, especially with the mishandling of firearms and some of these other allegations. Alec Baldwin, I've discussed some of his acts too. We're just going to go ahead and downplay the murder of that affected the Hutchins family. And Logan Paul, I mean, with his whole crypto zoo allegations as well, and then CoffeeZilla coming after him. Shout out to Coffee, by the way, for putting that guy in his place. So, you know, you hear about cases like this, you know, your allegations of celebrities of the past, you know, they just have a huge part in the way that they control the narrative, you know. For one, you know, let's talk about that, you know, the power dynamics of, you know, celebrity influences and the cult of personality. You know, celebrities often have vast resources. They have some of the most ravenous, loyal fan bases and extensive networks that basically do their dirty work or, you know, clean up some of their messes. You hear about crazy shit in Hollywood and you think to yourself, if a regular person would have to do half the things that they would have done, they would be in jail. I know one of the crazier instances where celebrities were acting just out of character or just, you know, acting just in such a wild manner. And we just thought it was hilarious was, you know, some of what Lindsay Lohan did in the early 2000s, 2010s, I think. You know, hearing about stuff like that, you know, her checking in and out of rehab. After a while, you know, we would just kind of give up. But, you know, somehow, you know, her loyal fan base basically were able to pull a miracle out of their ass and just, you know, keep her afloat. And, you know, there's just a myriad of resources that they're given. You know, she's been given multiple chances to clean up, and not to talk all sorts of smack towards Lindsay Lohan. I think she's cleaned up. She's done well for herself, but this is just some of the, you know, the influence that these celebrities have. So, I mean, their perception, you know, the perception of them is that they really can't do any wrong. It really allows them to manipulate public opinion and controls the narrative surrounding allegations against them. Let's bring up that Colleen Berenger apology video about how, you know, she's not apologizing in the video. She is spinning it as this is just a good old time for all the fans and all the haters to just laugh at these allegations. I don't know why someone so smooth brain should be allowed to post on the internet, but the fact that she says that these allegations are entertaining, that they're fun to the average viewer, it's just, no, that's just gross. The fact that she supposedly bullied some of her cast members, she asked inappropriate questions to some of her loyal fan base, she'll spin it and just say that she said some not so kind things or not so out of or not so character-like things. I know that if someone were to ask me when I was younger what I was wearing, and if I could get a picture, or if I could take a picture of what I was wearing, I know damn well I am letting someone know that that shit happened. Okay. It's just downright wrong. And, you know, the fact that an apology video such as the one that Colleen had put up is just unacceptable. But again, I've even left a comment on that video that unfortunately, I think that the same people that haven't put James Charles in a fucking prison, the same people that have allowed Logan Paul to still wrestle in WWE and not pay for his multitude of scams, it just says a lot about the fan base and the people that give these celebrities such power. You know, celebrity privilege and media bias, you know, the media often portrays celebrities in such a positive light, focusing on their achievements rather than their controversies. You know, this bias can actually shield them from public scrutiny and it prevents them from facing the consequences of their actions. I wouldn't be surprised in the next few years we're going to hear about the toxic work relationship in the Marvel studio. I mean, we've heard what happened during the DC Extended Universe studios, you know. Most of the core Justice League members have quit. And it's, you know, you have guys like Ezra Miller who just turn out to be vile pieces of work. But again, you know, they spin it. They come out in these really blockbuster style movies and they just can't do any wrong. Right. And I hate to say this because I do like, you know, comic book movies. I know a lot of people are done with the superhero movies, but I really wanted to go and watch Flash. But I'll try to watch it once it gets on streaming services. I think they already are. I think the movie is. But I will do my absolute best not to pay any attention to Ezra's work. So he just does not deserve another shot, at least not without apologizing, not without cleaning up his act. Because there have been celebrities who have cleaned up their act and, you know, they just make a resounding, you know, return. You know, you got guys like, what's his name? I can't think of it. Oh, Robert Downey Jr. You know, he has had a resounding just 180 turn when it comes to his Hollywood career. And, you know, him just playing Iron Man and, you know, cleaning up has done privileges for him. But again, you know, him too, you know, we portray them in a positive light and then we just kind of forget some of their controversies. So. And then, you know, there's always fear of backlash and industry protection. You know, many individuals and organizations within the entertainment industry are hesitant to hold celebrities accountable due to fear of backlash. You know, everything is kind of word of mouth. If somebody wants to say something bad about a particular celebrity acting horrendously, it could be that that person will talk to another person that will basically blacklist that entertainment studio or that organization, that agent. They will be known as someone who they can't work with anymore. And it's fucked up because it came from the word of a celebrity, which has no credibility at times. So it is what it is. You know, this fear can lead to a culture of protection when influential figures are shielded from scrutiny to maintain industry relationships and financial gains. I think that's one of the major reasons why Logan Paul is still doing big things the way he's doing, because, well, he has his Prime drink popping up just about everywhere. You know, you got him popping up in Walmart and Target and just different places. So, I mean, at the end of the game, it's just the big money funnel for these people. Someone's getting paid well and just kind of wants to brush all of these allegations for these people underneath the rug. Because as long as they'll just make money for them. So, you know, and this is where I think cancel culture fails a lot. I've shared my piece on cancel culture. I feel like it often just relies on black and white thinking. It reduces complex issues to a binary choice of support or condemnation. There is no gray. Unfortunately, life isn't really all that simple. We'll say that it is, but that's just, you know, our oversimplification of ignoring the nuances and the complexities of the human brain and our social behavior. So we kind of failed to address the underlying systemic issues. There's also ineffective accountability measures. You know, cancel culture can result in immediate consequences, such as, you know, loss of endorsements or job opportunities. Let's look back at Ja Morant. I don't know if he ended up losing that Nike deal. I kept hearing that it was the case. I know I could probably do a quick Google search. Actually, you know what? Let's go ahead and do that. Let's look up Ja Morant loss of endorsement. Sorry if you can hear the clicking. Kind of crazy. Okay, so it looks like Coca-Cola has not yet terminated its deal with Ja Morant through Powerade. So he seems to be fine. He did end up getting like a 25 game suspension. I'm surprised it was just 25 games. Should have been longer. But again, his job opportunities and his loss of endorsements weren't really, you know, all that great. So it doesn't really lead to long-term change and true accountability as well, because, you know, celebrities will often find a way to make a comeback and are forgiven without addressing the harm they've caused. I listened in on Logan Paul's apology to CoffeeZilla and the wrong he's done. And I just feel like it was half-hearted. He just wanted to do that because, well, he said some really stupid shit as a response to the allegations to begin with. And now he's just kind of backtracing. And I get it, you know. He was highly emotional. He felt his character was attacked. But, I mean, this isn't the first time that he was hit with some cryptocurrency allegations and scams that he has been at the forefront of, you know. But we're just going to go ahead and wipe our hands. Or we're just going to forget about what Logan Paul had done. And yes, you know, sometimes cancer culture can really devolve into a mob mentality with online outrage and harassing, causing harm to individuals, innocent individuals. Sorry. Some of them do. Some of these people are very, very innocent. The people I've mentioned, I would not consider innocent. So cancel culture does fail in that, you know, it undermines the original intent of seeking justice and turns away the focus from the victims, because the victims are the ones we should really like boost up and be like, hey, we're behind you. Then it just turns into like straight up, let's just fucking bag on this guy and, you know, or this lady. So, I mean, I hate the fact that Colleen put out a video with such tone deaf messages, but we have to understand that, you know, there's somebody spearheading these allegations, and I hope to God that, you know, if they are true, that they have the strength to persevere. You know, they're very, very strong, and I just hope that, you know, they can come out on top of this. So, you know, well, when celebrities escape consequences, it just sends a message that their behavior is acceptable and normalizes misconduct. You know, celebrities play a huge part in what we do day in and day out. Even those that say that they don't watch a lot of TV, you know, they have their favorite people that they follow online. And, you know, they act that way. I mean, I've heard of something as incredible as TikTok tics, which is I think it was a neurodevelopmental disorder of some sort that falls in like the Tourette's category. And this is just because, you know, young men and young women are watching some of these TikTokers with these tics, and they themselves begin to develop it through no other explanation that they're constantly watching these videos, you know. These individuals, whether they like to admit it or not, they're very powerful. And these behaviors are, you know, acceptable. I don't know why I went off on that tangent for the TikTokers tics. That's another thing I definitely want to talk about in a later episode. But, you know,
there's inadequate support for survivors. I mean, we care more about what happened to Anna Nicole Smith and not to Ron Goldman or his family, because he's not a celebrity, and we don't care about people that aren't celebrities. You know, the failures of cancel culture can really discourage survivors from coming forward, fearing retaliation, or they're being dismissed as well. You know, a part of me felt bad for making fun of those of the crypto zoo scam allegations. Who told them to drop their entire life savings into stuff like that? But I mean, I've done stupid shit before for a quick buck. I know better now because I've had similar mistakes, just not of that magnitude, so to speak. And, you know, those people, hopefully they get their money back. Logan Paul has said that he's going to get their money back. But, you know, there's other people that might want to speak up on these allegations, and they feel like this slap on the wrist that he got is just not enough. You know, it sucks. You know, their experiences will just feel invalidated. Like, oh, boohoo, you went through it. Oh well, it's your fault. And then, you know, the focus on canceling celebrities can really distract from the more significant systemic issues that need attention and reform. What we really need to talk about is the broader societal problems, as in, we got to stop giving these motherfuckers so much power, and, you know, we got to stop letting them get away with so much crap. You know, cancel culture often lacks a framework to restorative justice, which focuses on healing, accountability, and growth. I mean, instead of facilitating meaningful dialogue and rehabilitation, it tends to perpetuate a punitive mindset. Just not okay with that. You know, cancel culture has failed in many ways. It amplifies existing inequalities in terms of who gets canceled and whose actions are forgiven. It's almost like, hey, let's not go after the big fish, but go after that smaller one. Or, you know, certain people, if they do certain things, they got to get punished, but depending on the star power of this other person, oh, they could get away with a little bit more shit, you know? When I heard the crazy story of, like, Cardi B supposedly stealing people's wallets and, you know, finessing them when she was a dancer or a stripper or whatever the fuck she was. And I'm sure and I get it. She wasn't convicted of the crime, and she probably did what she had to do, I guess, right? But Cardi B is just someone that's too big to cancel. I mean, Alec Baldwin was someone too big to cancel, too. I mean, his fans were just marching forward to protect them at all costs. Let's do this. I want to finish with this thing, okay? There needs to be a more nuanced approach to accountability in celebrity culture. This might include creating spaces for dialogue, education, understanding, you know. But if we foster these conversations that acknowledge the complexity of these issues, I mean, we can encourage growth and learning from both the celebrities and their audiences. I don't want you people to be so infatuated with a particular celebrity because, you know, they did really well in this film, or they killed it in this show. Yeah, they might have killed it, but don't worship them or put them on a pedestal, so to speak. You know, additionally, you know, media outlets and industry organizations, they just need to take responsibility for their role in perpetuating celebrity privilege and biases, you know, for more money. You know, this, you know, somebody has allowed these actions and some of these allegations to just run wild and not to be answered because, you know, at the end of the day, they need a collective paycheck. And, you know, who gives a shit about the victims who were affected by these said allegations or actualities? You know, it's only through these collective efforts can we really dismantle the celebrities who want to escape accountability and move towards a more just and inclusive society. I think guys like Ja Morant and Alec Baldwin should have paid for their gun crimes. All right. That's my honest opinion. if what they say about Colleen Behringer, or, you know, if they, of the things they say about James Charles are true, they belong in prison and they should never see another cent from their videos or any vlogs or anything they put together. Any royalties that are owed to them should be given to the victims of these allegations. Okay. Just cancel culture. There needs to be a better, there needs to be a better interpretation on how celebrities can be held accountable. And this is, that's just not it. At least not anymore. Because a lot of these guys just get away with shit. And it is what it is. And you know what? I hope it happens soon. I hope we clean up and I hope we do better. I hope that I'm completely wrong, that in the fact that, you know, some of these people can't change, you know. I hope they can. I hope they can change. You know, I hope they resurge and I hope that they do better and that they actually mean it when they said that they fucked up and they did wrong. I know if there ever comes a time where I'm put on the chopping block for any of the stupid shit I said when I was younger, I'm going to go ahead and say I'm trying to do better. And to this day, I am trying to do better. I am trying to be a better person. I was a real piece of shit when I was younger. And if that stuff ever does come up, then I just hope that, you know, I present enough evidence that that's no longer me. And I would hope the same for any up-and-coming celebrities that might want to bring some of their negative attitudes to the industry. Okay, rant is over. Thank you guys for tuning in. I do apologize again for going on such a long hiatus. It sucks that I had to be away for so long, but you know, things just got chaotic. And we will start rescheduling weekly episodes pretty soon. Might do one more episode, take another little break, and then I'm going to just keep hammering away at these. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share this with your fellow degenerates or family members. Look us up on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Obviously, this is your favorite, right? But anyways, take care of yourselves. Please be well. And until the next episode, I will catch you all. Until then.